The Horus Heresy Primarchs. Lorgar, Bearer of the Word, by Gav Thorpe. Read by Jonathan Keeble. The Embers. 959.M30. 479. Formerly Hierapolis. The Tower of Infinite Lords was less impressive than its name suggested. Three stories high, hexagonal, a pilaster of white gold rising from the peak of its roof. It was in fact smaller than any one of the weapons turrets on the Fidelitas Lex. But the structure exerted a dominance over 479 that more than justified its title.
"I was expecting something bigger," said Captain Jerilek.
Like his skin beneath, Jerilek's grey armour was covered in a continuous tracery of cuneiform, neatly inscribed passages from the Book of Lorgar in the tongue of Colchis, a sign of its wearer's devotion. At his back stood 40 word-bearers, their slab-grey armour anointed with blessed oils that glistened on squad markings and the rune of the Perpetual Spiral chapter. With them came Chaplain Melchiades, though Cor Faeron had known him better as Dar Voldak back on Colchis. The first captain, the Keeper of Faith, favoured of the Urizen, had taken personal command of the last assault on the bastion of the church that called itself the Silvered Cup. Across Hierapolis, the cult's shrines and followers had burned. The last were to be slain that day by order of Lorgar Aurelian. With Cor Faeron were 10 space marines of the Ashen Circle, warriors sworn to the destruction of all false idols and heresies.
"It is but a capstone, I believe," said Cor Faeron. "If the confessions extracted from the noncompliant are to be trusted, the tower sits atop a necropolis that stretches beneath most of this city."
He cast an arm to encompass the ruins that surrounded them, buildings levelled by orbital and whirlwind missile bombardment the previous day. Amidst all of the destruction, and despite the ferocity of the attack, the tower still stood. The official Legion reports put this endurance down to a concealed energy field of some kind. Cor Faeron suspected that a more otherworldly force was at play, hence his decision to intervene directly in its raising, legitimizing the presence of his own men in the guise of the Ashen Circle. Men who knew the truth could not be buried nor burned.
"He doesn't even have guns,"
scoffed one of Jerilek's subordinates, a sergeant named Bel Ashered. Cor Faeron was of a mind to recommend the squad leader to Erebus for promotion to the ranks of the Legion's chaplains, and this expedition was, though Bel Ashered did not know it, a test of temperament and loyalties.
"They will not shirk from being the first through the gates,"
replied Cor Faeron, pointing his chainblade towards the tower's ornate entrance.
"The Emperor wills it, and it shall be done."
Bel Ashered raised his bolter in acceptance of the challenge, and then signalled for his squad to make ready for the attack. Melchiades stepped forwards, a grim figure in black, a tabard of grey over his armour, reminiscent of the Covenant priests of their homeworld, a sign that he had been raised from infancy in the embrace of the Holy Church. Like Cor Faeron himself, though the Keeper of Faith needed no such decoration for others to know his storied history.
"Dwellers within,"
the chaplain declared, his voice amplified to a roar by his armor's address system, ringing back from the stone walls.
"You have been found guilty of noncompliance with the desires of the Emperor of Mankind, refusing the benefits of enlightenment and denying the imperial truth. In persisting with your worship of false gods, you directly defy the mandates of Terra. Furthermore, in refusing to acknowledge the falsity of your worship, you commit the willful and persistent adherence to an error in matters of faith. There is but one law and law, and it is from him of Terra that it springs. Font of truth, the Emperor has claimed this world for the benefit of all humankind. You refuse to set aside your selfish vanity, and are therefore guilty also of treason against humanity. No clemency will be offered. no mercy shown. Your lives are forfeit, and your estates shall become one with the great imperium of mankind."
Such formalities observed, Jerilek signalled his warriors to advance, the squad of Bel Ashered at the spearhead of the attack. Cor Pharaon and his followers from the Ashen Circle followed close behind on foot, their hand flamers and barb-toothed axe rakes in hand, the speedy advance offered by their jump packs not required on this occasion. Bel Ashered himself reached the silver portal first, and placed a trio of melter bombs upon its surface before withdrawing. Their detonation turned the gates to charred splinters and molten metal, ripping a hole through the thick barrier to expose the broken bars and locks within. Wrenching open the doors, the word-bearers stormed the threshold, bolters spitting at some enemy as yet out of sight of Cor Pharaon. Sparks of lasfire flashed past the Space Marines as they stormed the breach, flicking ineffectually from their warplate. Entering in the wake of the assault, Cor Pharaon and his companions found themselves in a small foyer. A circular shrine ahead, the altar already toppled and broken by Jarolek's warriors. The plastered walls were painted with elaborate murals that reminded Cor Pharaon of illustrations from the oldest holy books of Colchis, depictions of the Empyrean he had studied for long years before the arrival of the Emperor and the 17th Legion. The scars of laser and bolt marked the swirling designs, among spatters of dribbling blood. Bodies torn apart by bolt detonations filled the doorways and littered the white slabs underfoot, swathed in silken vestments of the silvered cup faithful, their blood seeping along the cracks between the tiles. Nothing else was alive. There was another door at the opposite side of the chapel, of plain white-painted wood. A squad of Jarolek's men stood ready to open it.
"Wait!"
Cor Pharaon commanded, striding quickly across the shrine room.
"An inner sanctum, I expect. We shall deal with the blasphemies within. Jarolek, search for routes into the catacombs. There is no telling how many of these vermin might flee through the tunnels. Coordinate with your squads scouring the city on the surface so that none escape."
The captain hesitated for a moment, and then looked at the ashen circle gathering around Cor Pharaon. He raised his blade across his eye lenses in salute, and then turned away, issuing orders to his warriors.
"Dathor, break the door,"
Cor Pharaon said, stepping aside for the Ashen Circle warrior to approach. The chain blade of Dathor's axe rake snarled into life, teeth becoming a blur at its tip. With three swings, he hewed at the portal, the third bedding the blade deep into the timbers, allowing him to rip the splintering fragments from the frame. Cor Pharaon entered first, stepping into a short hallway, too narrow for the jump packs of the Ashen Circle.
"Ensure none follow,"
he told them, before advancing to the stairwell at the far end. He ascended quickly into a chamber that ran the breadth of the tower. Here he found statuary and more murals, and at the far end a handful of robed men with long beards hurriedly taking books and amulets out of a large chest. One of them noticed Cor Pharaon and straightened, panic on his face. He started to reach for something inside his robe.
"If that is a weapon, you all die in the next 30 seconds,
said Cor Pharaon.
"Stay your hand and you live. Which one of you is Ordeus?"
The five elders looked at each other before one of their number, even more wizened than the others, raised a timid hand.
"I am Ordeus, overpriest of the Silvered Cup."
He puffed out his chest, affecting a semblance of disdain, though it was clear from his trembling hands that it was all bluster.
"This blasphemy shall not..."
"Know that this day your prayers have been answered, Ordeus. I have seen the manner of powers that you serve. A time of testing is at hand, but you must stay strong. Do you have means to escape this chamber?"
"Why are you doing this? Does it matter?"
snapped one of Ordeus's fellow elders.
"He is letting us go!
An ornithopter in a loft station,"
another replied on behalf of their leader. He stepped towards a ladder that ran up one wall, pointing to a trapdoor above it.
"Nourish your faith, but remain hidden. Let the truth be your strength, and whatever becomes of this world, know that your faith will prevail. Your souls shall be rewarded. There will come a time when your true masters call upon your descendants."
As a group, they started towards the ladder. Cor Pharaon raised his bolt pistol and aimed at Ordeus.
I must have proof that your sect has been destroyed. Your head will suffice. The rest of you, fly east for 2 kilometers and then northeast out of the city. There is a gap in the auger screen. You will find refuge in the Midden Mires. Disappear.
I thought you said my prayers had been answered, said the overpriest, alarmed.
He tried to run for the ladder, but the other priests snatched hold of his robes and forced him back towards Corpheron.
Did you not pray for the powers to lay their gaze upon you?
Ordeus nodded hesitantly. Those who had given him up hurried towards the escape route.
Now you shall lay your gaze upon the powers, Corpheron said, and pulled the trigger.